think Chauvin is officially over, but we're not finished. So it's very, very hard to let go of some of these sugyas. These are the big nisyonis of our time. If we're kind of the inyanim that we've been working on, then we can make it to the top, top, top part of Klal Yisrael, and Melech Mashiach will, give us a standing ovation. Bezus Hashem Yisbarach. But this sugya that we're in, even though I'm not going to discuss how, is very much a hakdama to some of the deepest yisaitis in Purim also. And that is the inyan of schoik. Schoik. Schoik literally means playfulness, playing around. It's also a lashon mukhlaf, the sin and the tzadi. Schoik, laughter. There's a sugya of comedy, of playing around. Understanding this sugya lefi chazal. Well, Rabbi Akiva starts to give shir. Rabbi Akiva, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, schoik vikalus roish, margilin es ha'adam le'erva. So, this became a shayuvim shmos. Schoik vikalus roish. This levity, joking around, laughter, and kalus roish, lightheadedness, bring a person to erva. Now, a person would say this is obvious, right? You know, you see people who are light, one thing leads to another. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say things that are obvious. Kibalnu mi raboseinu that if you understand or I understand the Mishnah in the most obvious way, then it wasn't Torah. Torah doesn't say anytime, ever, anything obvious. The Torah is always teaching a nekuda over here. Rabbi Akiva was matriach to teach us a chiddush. A chiddush. And we have to figure out what this chiddush is. That tzchoik and kalus roish are maybe l'day erva, or marga l'day erva. Because mistama, this has a lot to do with all the things that are going on today. And Rabbi Akiva, just in that one-liner, is giving us a mahalach of how to get out. So let's try to understand what it means to be happy. I mean, tzchok is laughter, is playfulness. What about being happy? What about being sad? What are the levels over here? So the Rambam says something incredible. It's not a Breslov or Sefer, the Rambam. And yet, he talks about Simcha. I think that they should make a song about this Rambam. Maybe they will after the Shmuz. The Rambam says the following thing. In Hilchas Deis Perek Beis, he's talking about balance. The Rambam charts out Midas, two extremes. One extreme on the left, another extreme on the right. And the goal is always, a few rare exceptions, Gaiva and Kas, you always go in the middle. In the Rambam, you're always supposed to be a middle-of-the-road guy. A balanced individual. And says the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halakha Zayin, Lo ye adam bal schoik vehitel. A person shouldn't be one of these jokesters, carefree, playful guys. Velo atzav ba'inin, and he shouldn't be down and depressed either. He shouldn't be like one of these, jokesters. A playboy, as they call him. And he shouldn't be atzav ve'oinein. He shouldn't be depressed. Ela sameach. He should be happy. It says in my Rambam, right? Mitzvah gedayla lios b'simcha, right? I don't know how we're going to fit that into the song. But the Rambam says that the default button of how to be, right? Mishenichnas other marvin b'simcha, we got to learn about this. Always to be b'simcha. The default of a person, of a yid, is to be happy. That's the norm. And the extremes are this guy, this bal schoik on one side, and this depressed guy on the other. But the norm is happiness. What in the world does that mean? What does it mean the norm is happiness? So let's try to chart this out. Try to understand what it means to be happy, what it means to be depressed, and what it means to be a bal schoik. Simcha, we heard from Rav Yeager Shlita, he brought the Radak in Shirashim. The word Sameach and the word Sameach, Someach, which is to grow, are the same word. Simcha, the yisoid of Simcha is that I'm moving. that I'm developing, that my life is working for me. The concept of sameach bechelko, being happy when you're lot, is really the ticket to happiness itself. When my life presents itself with everything that I need, and I see how life is going, I feel happy. Happiness, this feeling that my life presents itself with the opportunities that I need. The Maharal says the definition of simcha is me in the middle, and seeing all four directions in my life. I could go left, I could go right, I could go front, I could go backwards. Simcha, he says, is the feeling that my life is working with me. It's working for me. You're not dancing on a truck, even though we might start doing that soon, Bezus Hashem, but you feel like life works for you. You're happy. You're good with whatever's going on. An otzov, and I've been searching for this Mara Makom for many years, and I'll tell you later how I found it. I've been searching for this for many years. The word otzov, now I know who says it. I've been wondering who's been saying this part. Rav Avram ben Hagra, in his Perish on Tfilah, says the word otzov means to coil in, to be mitzumtzum, to be tight, not to be able to maneuver. All depression comes from the feeling that I can't maneuver in my life. Nothing has flavor, nothing has meaning. I might as well just oversleep. That's the yisod of atzvus. And he says, Rav Avram ben Agra says, that's why a tefach that's tight is called a tefach otzuv. Because it's tight, it's pressing in. A tefach seichik, which is relaxed, is moving out, is a laughing tefach. So on the one hand, you have a person whose life is not working for himself. What's on the other side? What's the Baal Tzchik? What's he? The Baal Tzchik, says the Maharal in Derech Chaim, is somebody who's too happy. You didn't know that could be, right? He's too happy. What's wrong with being too happy? The answer is that if the depressed guy feels like life is not working, and the Simchadik guy, who's the goal, feels like everything's in front of me, I can live my life, the Baal Tzchik is not living in his life. He's living in a game. He's living in a party. He's living outside of life. It's way too flexible over there. He's living in a place that things are just way too chilled, man. They are just way too chilled. And that's imbalanced. Just like depression is imbalanced, so too this super chilled guy. The fun, the life of the party. He's also terribly imbalanced. He's out of his existence. He's out of his life. What does it mean, tzchoik? Tzchoik, laughter. The Targum Yonason says, by Sara Imenu, we have psukim about this, Rabosai. Psukim. Sara Imenu tells us, Vatoimer Sara, tzchoik asali Elokim, Hashem made for me a joke. What does that mean? Says the Targum Yonason, tzmiya avili. Hashem made me something crazy. Right? It's crazy. This is like the new word. I'm always picking up new words. And I'm getting older and I know when new words, everything, crazy. The shear was crazy. That's crazy. Crazy! This is crazy, Rabosa. Hashem did something crazy. You know how old Sarah was? Whoa! Bobby has a baby! Wow! Alter Bobby has a baby! This is totally insane! That's a tzchok. A tzchok is not something that fits in normal life. It's something nuts. It's something crazy. And the Ramban says the same thing in Yud Zayin, Breishis Yud Zayin, Lech Lecha. He says, V'lefi daiti shakavana b'lashin zev v'hum Hashem r'samra. Adi mole tzchok piv. He says, kol davar nifla. Sha'asa Hashem, any wondrous thing that Hashem does, thing that's out of the ordinary, is a tzchoik. And he says that's what it means, oz yimale tzchoik pinu. When Mashiach comes, we're going to start laughing, Rabosai. We're going to start laughing because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. We're never going to see anything like that that we can compare to it. Just like, no way! That's tzchoik. So that's totally out there, totally meshuga. And imagine if someone lives like that, Rabbosai. The Rambam says, a baal tzchoik. He's got extremes. He's got the depressed guy, and then he's got the baal tzchoik. He's not a guy who just enjoys a good laugh, Rabbosai. He's the joker. He's the guy. His life is one big, no way. That's what he is. That's his whole metzias. He's living outside of his life. He has no shaychus to reality. The word Yitzchak. What is the word Yitzchak? The word Yitzchak means he will laugh. He's not laughing during his life, Yitzchak. Yitzchak is a very serious person. If I had to pick the most serious of the Avos, I mean, they're all serious. They're Malachi Hashem Svakas, Avos Hein Hein Amerkava. But the one who was known for Pachad, for fear, was Yitzchak. Yitzchak knew when to laugh. You don't laugh now, you laugh then. When you're done, you can laugh. Yitzchak didn't laugh. He was focused. He was sameach. He was happy. He knew what he was supposed to do with his life. And the word Yitzchak stands for the whole process. Yisharim, Yud, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Kedoshim, the whole Mesilas Yisharim, starting from Mesilas Yisharim, Yisharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Kedoshim, the whole path. Yitzchak is somebody who developed his entire life with an understanding of what has to be done. Not kalus rush, lightheadedness, but kovid rush. And he laughs last. He has the last laugh. Yitzchak is living with an understanding of reality, and he's advancing. He's tzoymeach, and he's sameach. He's growing, and he's happy. The Netzach Yisrael in Perchov Gimel, the Maral says, based on the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Osir lo Adam Shiyamale Schoik Pi Vayil Mazet. A person shouldn't fill his mouth with schoik in this world. Shenemar az yimol eschok pinu. And the Maral's Medayik, it says, it doesn't say after Chorban Habayis, that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, ba'olam hazeh, he says, even during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, you know why? He says, because simcha a person's supposed to have. But schoik is a breakout. A breakout. If you're in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there are still goyim around. There's still things that are against Hashem. You can't break out in laughter then, because it's not ready for that. You could have an inner simcha. But the breakout is only when Mashiach comes and everybody's going to be saying, Hashem Hu Elokim. Even that fat guy on the sofa with the beer and the bowling ball with the name on it, you know? That's all he does. When he says, Hashem Hu Elokim, whoa, no way, him? Wah! That's the time for tzchoik. And someone who likes to take this midah, which is such an exciting midah, the midah of, wow, this is amazing, this is out, and they want to live like this, they're not living in reality. They're not living in their life. It's artificial existence. It's a virtual reality. I always wanted to go into comedy. When I was younger, when I was younger, when the teacher would leave the class, when I was in, you know, very young, I would go into the desk of the teacher and I would take over the class. And I was destined for this. I don't know. If the yeshiva needs me to raise some money, maybe I'll go. Go incognito to a comedy club, right? You go in there, let's try this. We're going to try it now, okay? How do you make people laugh? How do you make people laugh? First of all, a lot of alcohol. They come there and they have to pay to come in. They have to pay to laugh. So they really know they got to get their money worth. Right? You get in there and go, who's from New York? Woo! New York! Right? Now you got to throw them off. Who's from Cincinnati? Uh-oh. Then there's some crazy guy, I love Cincinnati! Everyone's like, yeah! Cincinnati! Okay, that worked. Right? I'm not a professional. I'm 20 years out of this group. But it's working. Then you're like, what's up with subways? They're like, yeah, what's up with subways? I have no clue what I'm saying. But that's the metzius of schok. It's totally nothingness. Laughing about zero. Nothing is happening. All it is laughter. There's nothing there. There's no Yitzchak, I will laugh. It's all a joke. They're a laughing stock. Their Metzius is its like. And the Gaon says something scary. The Gaon in Koheles, nice Mar Makam, the Gaon in Koheles says that on the Pasuk, Ki Kol Hasirim Tachas Hasir, the thistles under the cauldron are like the schoik of a seal. And this is Hevel, this is for naught. What does the Gaon say over here? The Gaon says the following thing. The Gaon says that man is capable of two things above the animal kingdom. This is a new one for Rabbi Losa. One of them, I know about, I heard about, I hope you've heard about too, I'm sure you have, is that we have a brain. Man has an intellect, right? That's the easy one. Then the Gaon throws us off. Says, you know what the other difference between us and the animal kingdom is? That we laugh. The Gaon says there are two distinctions between cats. They could whimper. Dogs, they could whimper, they could cry. Laughing. It might look like it's a laughing hyena, but the Gaon says it looks like he's a laughing hyena. He's not laughing. He's not laughing. What in the world is the Gaon saying? The Gaon says there are two things. Seichel and tzchaik. And laughter. And the Gaon says you have to decide which group you're in. He says the seichel group are what they're called koved rosh. They're focused in life. And he says there's another group who gets extremely nervous from not doing anything. So he says the only thing they know how to do is laugh. So what they do is they just start laughing. Laughing and 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 laughing. No matter what goes on. And says the Gaon, seer, tachas a seer, the thorns, which he says are these laughers, are under a cauldron. And they think that they made it. Yeah! We're finally doing something! And they're making all this noise, says Shlomo HaMelech. They're making all this noise. And the Gaon says they think they're doing something. They're laughing and laughing and laughing and they're frying themselves. They're being toasted. They're not like a mighty tree, a cedar that's being used for a house, which is something constructive. They are laughing themselves to the grave. They're doing absolutely nothing. While they're laughing, watch, they're burning, says the Gaon. They're burning. Nothing is happening, but it feels like so much is happening. You gotta see this, you gotta see that. You can't believe this, you can't believe that. One, no way, no way, no way, no way. Crazy, 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 crazy. Burning. No clue, they're too busy with all the laughter. And the Gaon says they have no productivity. And he brings another medrash. An amazing medrash. In Brachos Rabbah. This is from a Gaon in Yeshaya. Zion Beis. It's brought in Likutim in Koheles. The Ilani Michael. They don't make so much noise. In the wind. Fruit trees. They don't make so much noise. Why? And the Gaon brings it for this pasuk about Tzchaik. Why? He says, they asked the trees, and they said, because we have fruit. What do we need to make noise for? We have fruit. Look, we're doing, we're achieving, it's happening. We don't need to make noise. And then there are Ilani Srak, which don't produce anything. And they rustling, moving, doing in the wind. Why are you making noise? Why are Mashmiim Kolam? They don't have fruit, because they're doing absolutely nothing. And they laugh and laugh and laugh and move and shake and look like they're doing. They're doing all of this because they're doing nothing. And the Gaon says you can pick your group. Man is not capable of just being nothing. He's either seichel, his mind, or he's a joke. Or he's a joke. Because a man is not capable of just doing nothing. He's got to find something to live for. He's got to find some metzius. Rabosai, we're living in a crazy situation. Crazy. We're living in the game. We're living in the game in a way that we never did in the world history. In world history. It used to be that things were entertaining. You would go to a theater, right? Let's even go 100 years ago, right? We don't have to go that far back, but let's just do it. It's interesting. A theater occasionally, maybe, let's go back 1,000 years. Gladiator events. I hear that this prisoner is going to get killed. Let's go watch. They go watch. Then they go home. There's no entertainment for them. Maybe they talk about the next time they're going to get a gladiator and, like, you know, some highlights from the last game. But Lamaise, it's hard to find people who are going to get killed. And it might happen, like, you know, every few weeks, whatever it is. They weren't living in the game. They weren't living in the game. They weren't living in the joke. Today the Metzius is, and it's frightful. It's frightful. It's frightful. Endless movies. When I was younger, you had to rent a movie. Renting a movie was a thing. You had to do it. You had to return it. It made people do less. Today, you don't have to even watch commercials. You just watch the entire season. A person can go for months. Entire season. That's it. Hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. Living in the game. Living in the joke. Being there. All these cliffhangers. They finish one episode. Then they leave you. And you're thinking about the whole week. I need to know what happens to Gloria. I need to know what happens to Gloria. Oh, she made it, but now Phil is in trouble. Oh, it's going to be with Phil. Week after week. Gloria, Phil. What's going on? Living in it. Living in this Metzius. There never was such a thing. That the game became the reality. And if you do a check, you'll see that people are more living in the Schleich than they're living in their own lives. They're living in a Metzius that's not their own. You can get things whenever you want. You can check things up. And it's not just about following sports, Rabosai. Sometimes I watch, there's a yeshiva, like outside the base medrash, I see. It's like a yeshiva's bezdin. I'm like, I want to hear what's going on. It's like, we're learning Sfek Sveki, you know. I was like, quarterbacks, this. I'm like, I hear what you're saying, Frank. You know, I feel like I'm listening to a talk show. Larry, I hear what you're saying. You know, it's such seriousness. And it's so sad to me when I see married guys involved in this. Like, wow, they're still in the game. And people think that betting on games is like poker. It's not like poker. It's not at all like poker. Poker is just a game for money. You know why people bet on games? And if you don't know why people get on games, I will tell you, in case you don't know. People who bet on games might not even know why they bet on games, but I will tell you why. Because it's so disappointing that that's not me. I want to watch a game and feel like, like I will lose $100 if they don't win. Not just the winning, the $100. I want to feel like I'll lose $100. I want to be part of the game. Part of the game. I pass by in the airport, these plasma TVs. It's like you're there. I can't believe it. You know, in the olden days, when I was growing up, things were fuzzy. Here, you mamish are in the game. And now you have losses and gains and this. Living a Metzius like this. It's living a life of Tzchaik. It's living a Metzius of Sheker. But this is scary. Somehow this has to do with Arias. Somehow a yeshiva's bezdin about football, according to Rabbi Akiva, has to do with Arias. Now it sounds like a chiddush. How'd that happen? Whoa, I thought Schok v'kalos rosh magila erba is just because, you know, you look behind the machitza. No, no, no. Stark is saying something crazy. The people who are in the game are shayach to Arias. Whoa, that's a little extreme. We'll have to see in a second. Everything's crazy today. Everything's a joke. Why do people listen to me? Do you know why people listen to me? I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm not. I mean, nobody's feeding me the Shmuzin, but I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm crazy! You guys are so foolish for being here. There are G'dayle Oilam in Yerushalayim that you could be walking around with. They have walkers and they go very, very slow. And everything they say, it takes one line of theirs is worth all of my schmoozing. But he's not crazy! I was thinking, you know, at Super Seder, we had an Adam Gadol Admod here, and it wasn't just because he was here at 4:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, he starts giving the shiur holding a chair. So everyone, I don't know, I'm like, wow, he really knows our generation. Like, this is how you, chair, right? He's talking about, no, that's what we're doing. We need things that are crazy. They asked me to speak in a shul recently. And I said, I don't know. They're like, nothing crazy, don't worry. I'm like, whoa, I don't want to speak crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Crazy. Everything's about being out of your life. Living in a joke. Living in Kalas Roish. Then I was in my room downstairs. I have this nice little office now, or so I thought. I'm sitting there. It was actually a Wednesday. All of a sudden, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm aware of things. I thought it was trance. So I'm looking, creeping around. There's some guy screaming. I have no idea who he was. Turn left, turn right, turn up, turn down, turn down. I thought that we were in Gogo Mogo. I'm like, what is going on here? This is not trance. So somebody was outside. I said, what's going on behind that door? They said, insanity. Whoa. Insanity. What happens? So I asked them, what's insanity? There's this sergeant who begins to scream at all these people, and they all listen to him, and they make themselves berserk. So I asked, why can't they go on Weight Watchers? Tzarechim. It's not crazy. This brings people to Arayas, Rabosai. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. It brings people to Arayas. Baruch Menusa in insanity that it brings people to Arayas. It's just we don't have the versions here that have the Gili Arayas. But why? Why does this bring people to Arayas? Lemaisa, the name of Arayas, the Maharal says, the Maharal in Derech HaChaim, says, Baal Litzachek Itan. When Yosef and Ishes Potifar, what does she say? She says he came to be Mitzachik with us. And the Maral says on this Mishnah, Skoik Vikalus Vosh, or Margil and Adam Le'erva, he says, Erva is Skoik. Is Skoik. Is Simcha Yisera. Is crazy. And says the Maral, somebody who has an attitude like this in life, they're not in. They're metzias. They don't have that kvedus of purpose. But everything's a joke. Guess what's going to happen? All the jokes in the world, because they're crazy. The meshicha towards these things is because people are crazy. The metzias is that people don't have the kvedus, the ability to make real decisions anymore. Everything's crazy. Everything's out of our experiences. And the Mesillas Yesharim says that there's no hope for somebody who's living in this craziness. He's very, very charif. In Bir Mafside Hazihiris, he says, there's something, the sheni, that's kashim ma'od. What is that? Hu haschik v'halotzen. Ki mishi toiveya bam, whoever's drowning in these things, ki mishi toiveya biyam hagodol. He's like drowning in a huge sea. She kashim ma'od limalit. It's very hard for him to get out. All of this joking around out of our existence is ma'abed, the thought process and the heart of a person. Ad shekfar ena tam v'adei moshelko. He's not even using his brain anymore. His brain is not being used. So many people today are living double lives, Rabosai. Double lives. Because there's so much kalos, there's so much of a game that they think they're going to win. They think they can win the ruchnius game with the learning, and they think they can win this game with the things that are all crazy, and they're losing the game, Rabosai. And no one can help them. Shetia yira sarla man mat. Slowly but surely, all possibilities of Yerushalayim rub off. Madrega after madrega until you commit arayas. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Mesillas Yesharim says that living in a game, is a metzias of arayas. And if you think of any person that you ever respected, hopefully, it's someone who took something seriously. Whatever it is, seriousness about something, a kvedus, a dedication, a person who's comfortable in his own skin. The whole world today is fried. Everyone's living outside of their metzias. And we should all be zeicha to laugh last, to have the last laugh. Vatitzchak b'yom achrayim. Whoever joins this team of being metire themselves And Dafka makes a leitzanus of these things. Makes a leitzanus of the world. They're all laughing themselves to the grave, Rabosai. And we'll be matar ourselves, we'll be zeicha, to Mashiach, to Tenu, b'mheira, b'yamei.